Koto Yakamoto, we're talking in the dynamic responses of the middle atmosphere to ozone recovery and CO2 increase.
Thank you.
I'm Koto Yakamoto from the University of Tokyo, Japan. My topic is dynamical responses in the MLT region to the ozone recovery in the 21st century using the WACAM. So recently, many studies have investigated the dynamical coupling between the summer mesosphere and the winter stratosphere. Carlson et al. 2007 showed the time series of the winter stratospheric temperature. And the mean radius of the PMC particles. So these two time series have a highly negative correlation over the 0.9. So this is the evidence of the remote coupling between the summer mesosphere and winter stratosphere. And these studies investigate the mechanism of this coupling, and the most important mechanism is the modulation of the gravity waves by the stratospheric wind distribution. Stratospheric wind distribution moderate the gravity wave propagation into the mesosphere, and the mesospheric circulation is altered by the gravity wave changes. So in contrast, in the summer hemisphere, summer stratosphere, the temperature distribution is largely dominated by the ozone distribution. And in the last half of 20th century, ozone decreased, and this ozone trend largely affects to the zonal mean zonal wind in the summer stratosphere through the summer wind balance. So we can expect the stratospheric ozone trend can influence the MLT region dynamics by the modulation of the gravity waves. Then Smith et al. 2010 showed a robust connection between the lower stratosphere, lower summer stratosphere, and the summer polar MLT region. In the lower stratosphere, the temperature has a negative trend associated with the ozone loss in the 20th century. And this trend affects the zonal mean zonal wind distribution in the stratosphere and moderate the gravity waves into the mesosphere. And the mesospheric circulation weakens in the 20th century. So in the polar region, the vertical component of the residual circulation weakens in for example, the below the mesopause, the upwelling is dominant, but trend is negative. So this vertical velocity trend affects the MLT region temperature by the adiabatic heating or cooling trend. Then recently, the many CCM studies, such as the CCM Bar Left 2 project, estimated ozone recovery in the 21st century. So we are interested in the MLT responses to the ozone recovery. So I investigated this response and compared with those to the ozone depletion proposed by the Smith et al. 2010 using the same model data. Welcome. Welcome. Description of the welcome is here, and these are introduced by Dan. So in analysis, all parameters are averaged in November and December. This is early summer in southern hemisphere, and when the ozone impact is very large season. And then calculate the linear trend for the period of 2005 to 2060, and calculate average in the period of the 2005 to 2020. Here is the result. This is the meridional cross sections of zonal mean, zonal wind trend in contours and average in currents. In the lower stratosphere, the ozone mixing ratio increases in the 21st century, and associated temperature is increased. So in the polar, warmer polar leads to the easterly trend in the stratosphere by the summer wind balance. So this trend changes the propagation of the gravity wave into the mesosphere. This figure shows the vertical distribution of gravity wave momentum flux, and solid curves show the westward component, and dashed curves show the eastward component. And the trend is here. It is clear that the eastward component is increasing in the 21st century. In contrast, the westward component decreases in the 21st century. So totally, the increase in the eastward gravity wave flux and the decrease in westward gravity wave flux leads to the westerly acceleration in the gravity wave breaking region, that is mesosphere. This is a gravity wave drag trend and average in the meridional cross section. So as we expected, the gravity wave drag in the summer mesosphere has a positive trend. This shows the this shows the westerly acceleration in around here. And the gravity wave drag drives the meridional circulation. So this is a meridional component of the regional circulation and the vertical component. The region of the positive trend of gravity wave drag, the meridional velocity is originally equatorward, and the trend is positive. That means the acceleration of the equatorward flow, and and associated the vertical component of regional circulation is here, and these two components are related by the mass conservation. So if the meridional velocity accelerated, the upwelling in here is accelerated, and downwelling around here is accelerated. So after Smith et al. 2010, these vertical component trend leads to the temperature trend by the adiabatic heating. So this is the temperature trend in the latitude height cross section. So ozone increase in the lower stratosphere makes a positive trend in here, and emit region should respond to this trend. Below the mesopause, the temperature decreases, and this is consistent with stronger upwelling in the future. However, the above 0.001 hectopascal temperature also decreases. Also, downwelling gets stronger in the future. So this is not consistent with the mechanism for from the Smith et al. 2010. But around here, I think CO2 effect may be more important. So I checked the sensitivity of the CO2 scenarios to the lower thermosphere region. WACAM includes the three scenarios, RCP 8.5, 4.5, and 2.6. And 8.5 has extremely increasing CO2 scenario, and 2.6 does not change in the 21st century. And but ozone trend in this period is almost similar among the three scenarios. Then this is the time series of the temperature and ozone at the height of 0.0003 hectopascal, 0.011 hectopascal, and lower stratosphere for the three scenarios. In the lower stratosphere, ozone trend, we're focusing on the southern hemisphere, so we see the red curves. And in the lower stratosphere, ozone trend is almost similar among the three scenarios, and temperature is also similar. But above the lower thermosphere, the temperature trend is different in the three scenarios. So around these regions, temperature is more sensitive to the CO2 trend than the ozone effect. Anyway, the below the mesopause, the temperature is temperature trend is consistent with stronger upwelling in the future, and this is a vertical distribution of the temperature averaging in the averaged in the polar region. And right panel shows the change with time of the temperature. So solid line shows the values of northern hemisphere, and dashed line shows the for the southern hemisphere. In the past, in the 20th century, northern hemisphere temperature does not change. But the temperature in the southern hemisphere increase with the during the ozone decrease period. But in the future, southern hemisphere has a negative trend in the mesosphere. So this trend. This trend suggests that the frequency of the PMC in the southern hemisphere is increased in the future. So this is the conclusion. Left panel shows the result from the Smith et al. 2010, and the right panel shows the trend for the future. And all responses in summer polar emergency region to the ozone recovery is just opposite to the ozone decrease, except for the lower thermosphere region. So and this is a time series of the mesopause height defined as the vertical minimum of the temperature. And upper panel shows the results for the winter, and bottom panel shows the results for summer. It is clear that and colors show is for the CO2 scenarios. And it is clear that the mesopause height in the winter is more sensitive for the to the CO2 scenarios. In contrast, the summer mesopause height does not change with the CO2 scenarios. This is the last slide. Okay. Okay. So I'm interested in the these features for the future works. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions?
I think Anne, in Anne's paper, she predicted that the ozone hole progression would cause a, well, there's my phone. That's somebody else.
Lost my concentration.
any other questions? Everyone else ready to wrap up and get dinner?
So over the last 30 years, we've seen that the CO2 and the ozone depletion mm-hmm. work together in the stratosphere mm-hmm. to create a more isolated vortex. Mm-hmm. Going into the future, the CO2 is going to continue to cool, mm-hmm. but the ozone recovers. Mm-hmm. So it may be that perhaps, you know, it's not purely symmetric that we saw this, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know if they're identically, you know, we're just seeing a complete reversal here. Mm-hmm. And I wonder how much the cooling of the stratosphere may still cause this change in the circulation.
I think there was a half question.
Okay. In Ann's paper, I think you predicted that the temperature over the last 30 years or something like that in the southern hemisphere, in the mesopause region, would increase by like 4 or 5 K, but I guess it depended upon altitude, right? Depending upon, I mean, some places are warming, some places are cooling, but what would be your prediction for the PMC changes? Would it be increase or decrease over that period of time because of the ozone hole?
So there was a slight. There was a slight change in the altitude of the summer mesopause in these model runs. So it went, was cooling below. So I think it moved down a little bit in the southern hemisphere, although I may have that backwards. Coda probably has the figure. So the altitude maybe would change a little bit. And then, but it's very small, and the problem is even though it's based on a whole lot of model data, the change is smaller than a model grid point. So it's a little hard to really say if anything's happening. But it would have been a change in the altitude of the clouds rather than the well, that's all I would have been able to see there.
So in the northern hemisphere, you're getting a trend, but you don't have this warming due to the evolution of the ozone hole. With the warming, you're not seeing an increase in PMCs. That's why we get no trend in the southern hemisphere, and we get a trend in the northern hemisphere.
My question's, this is something completely different. So when you show, like for example, here on your vertical velocity, the bottom right one, it makes it look like a pole-to-pole circulation. But in the explanation that Bodil Carlson comes up and other people have looked at this, they say the circulation is not pole-to-pole, that you have something that goes in the winter hemisphere in the middle atmosphere, and then there's some kind of mysterious stuff that happens in the tropics, and somehow a signal reappears at the summer. And I wonder, because it looks like from your plot that it really is some kind of pole-to-pole thing, it would be really interesting to look at that. Or, do you see what I'm talking about? So you have rising, a positive trend in the South Pole, and a negative trend in the North Pole, as if the flow is going all the way from pole to pole. Which, you know, the first guess would be that's what was happening, but people who've looked at it more carefully to try to understand these teleconnections say that that's not what's happening. So, it's just a comment. I don't have an answer.
Yeah,